Welcome to our online service in this, the third Sunday after Easter, from the churches of St. Peter's in Harton and St. Mark's and St. Cuthbert's in Cleedon Park, to you wherever you are. Welcome.
Jesus came and stood among the disciples. Then they rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead.
Alleluia.
The glory of the risen Lord, who can compare with the beauty of the Lord? Forever he will be the Lamb upon the throne. Gladly bow the knee and worship him, my Lord. I will proclaim the glory of the risen Lord, who once was slain reconcile man to God. Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow the knee and worship you.
Faithful One, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us.
Lord, hear us and help us.
We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us.
Lord, hear us and help us.
We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us.
Lord, hear us and help us.
May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins. Heal and strengthen us by his Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Risen Christ, you filled your disciples with boldness and fresh hope. Strengthen us to proclaim your risen life and fill us with your peace. To the glory of God the Father.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter saw the astonishment of those who had seen the lame man healed, he addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the Author of Life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or knows him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, says the Lord, and no one shall take your joy from you. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. While the disciples were telling how they had seen Jesus risen from the dead, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
An Easter conversation with myself. I really enjoy these conversations I have with myself, and I enjoy sharing them in this format. It's ideal for a retired head teacher because no one talks back and I can't tell if anyone is listening, so it doesn't matter. Plus I get to go on and on, something staff at my old school said I was pretty good at. I've been sitting, thinking, standing, thinking, walking around, thinking about what I might say today, the third Sunday of Easter. I've read today's gospel several times, and the one thing that really sticks out at me and made me laugh out loud was when Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace be with you." What I've just said might sound out of place, to say the least. I mean, we say that to each other frequently at church in every Mass, and I know we all mean it. I look into people's eyes and I know what's meant. Don't be worried about me looking straight into your eyes. But the thing that catches my eye about this gospel is verse 37, where it says the disciples were startled and terrified as if they'd seen a ghost. I can imagine. It makes me giggle, and that's okay. It's a release of stress and tension. One thing that really struck me during teacher training was when it was explained that if a child is in trouble or a tough situation, they'll most likely react in one of three ways, but to expect any or all of them. They'll cry, they'll get angry, or they'll laugh at you. It's a release of tension, and we're told not to take it personally, but the chances are they can't help it. This information helped me many times as a class teacher, but even more so as a head teacher, and not just with children. So in effect, when I laugh at reading the gospel today, it makes me feel closer to Jesus, because I imagine how I would feel if someone I'd loved came back and said, "Peace be with you." It would be, how we say, canny shocking. And that would be said with a laugh, because in either my dad's case or my brother Stephen, they wouldn't say it calmly or serenely. And a shock I would definitely get. Does it call into question how the faith of the disciples was being tested? Maybe. Should they have been shocked at his appearance? He'd been telling them for some time what to expect, that he would die and rise again on the third day. But perhaps seeing is believing, and they weren't quite at the believing is seeing stage. After his visit, when their minds were opened to the scriptures, believers they were, thank goodness. I saw an interesting and entertaining video this week. Father Mark Goring asked the question, "Christ is risen, who cares?" That alone intrigued me because I answered it unthinkingly. "I care," was my answer. I think I interpreted the question the wrong way, my interpretation being literal, like, "Who cares?" like statement, rather than a question read as, "Who cares? Come, stand up if you care, if it's important." He also answered why we should care. I think addressing those who haven't received the message yet, so perhaps aimed at those who really did see his question as a statement and nothing more. We should care because it's important and it really happened. There's plenty of evidence. Evidence from people who were actually there in the room, saw it all happen. It was written down during their lifetime, maybe 20 years after the event. Some call the length of time into question, saying things like, 20 years later, come on. However, think about this. 20 years ago today, it was 2001. 30 years ago, 1991. 40 years ago, 1981. 50 years ago, 1971, and so on. I'm 58. I can remember vividly many everyday things that happened when I was younger, as I'm sure many of us can. So writing something down 20 years later isn't really a stretch. I'm doing it myself, writing to my grandson Isaac, giving him little anecdotes and stories about what happened. I think criticism about length of time is an excuse used by some to call into doubt or question things that really happened, because it suits their agenda. However, we have first-hand witness statements and those written by Paul, who also had a first-hand experience and was scrutinised by many during his lifetime. And let's be honest, Paul really didn't like those who supported Jesus at first. He was vehemently opposed to them. Why then would he become such a believer and a writer and a traveller spreading the word of it if it wasn't true or real? These were huge events that happened at the time. They actually changed stuff. Remember, Christianity wasn't around then. It was underway. We know Jesus changed the world. He died and rose again on the third day for us, for me and for you. And everything was different. So it is important, and that's why we care. Because it's real. And forgive me, it's also very cool.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side, the Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I hold, my Shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley He will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and He was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now follow Jesus, for He has said that He will bring me home. And day by day, I know He will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. Still my lips shall repeat. shall repeat yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ died for our sins
in accordance with the scriptures.
He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe.
Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
May God be glorified as we commit ourselves to the work of prayer, interceding for people everywhere in any kind of need. May God be glorified in the efforts of aid workers in areas of war and need, in peace missions striving for unity and cooperation, in those who have the courage to speak out against injustice of any kind, in the work of conservationists who say enough to all that harms our world, in the beauty of the countryside and natural world. Merciful Father, hear our prayer. May God be glorified in our worship and our openness to the life of the Spirit, in the real people who bring his word and his comfort to all around them, and welcome into his house both firm believers and honest doubters, in the aid given to the hungry and homeless, in our determination to forgive and not to harbour grudges, in every new day's tasks. Merciful Father, hear our prayer. May God be glorified in our homes and loving relationships, in the way we accept, value and respect our friends and neighbours for who they are, in our streets with every smile, wave and how are you called, in reunions and homecomings. Merciful Father, hear our prayer. May God be glorified in the endurance of those who struggle daily with pain or infirmity, in our NHS and their steadfast work of comforting, nursing and healing, in every anxiety washed away by counselling, understanding and support, in every thank you for the healing of body, mind or spirit. Merciful Father, hear our prayer. May God be glorified in our twilight years, in lives well lived, and a calm facing of death through faith, in the help and comfort given to those grieving and sad, in our assurance of his merciful judgment and eternal life in his heavenly kingdom. We pray for Sue Hepburn, who died this week, and for her family and friends as they grieve her loss, and remember those whose years mind fall at this time. Hazel Dixon, George Teasdale, Jean Cross, Mia Dean, Alex Mackay, Alan Mills, and Frank Leaney. Merciful Father, hear our prayer. May God be glorified in our gratitude for his presence in our lives each day, in his forgiveness of our sins, in the many gifts and talents that he trusts us to use well, in the blessings he gives to us of loving families and friendships, freedom, comfortable homes and good food. In our prayers at the end of a productive day. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Gathering our prayers and praise into one, let us pray as our Saviour taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
He has given us new life and hope.
He has raised Jesus from the dead.
He has brought us out of darkness.
God has claimed us as his own.
He has made us light to the world.
Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia!